This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys thought I was being overly optimistic, but I really thought we were going to have some sort of a vaccine by end of summer, early fall. Looks like one of the companies out of the UK has had some real promising results of human trials and may have 30 million doses to give out by fall. Okay, and again, I am no fortune teller. I'm just telling you like it is, right? I just figured we would have some companies really haul butt to try to get something out there. Hopefully it's a good vaccine, but we'll keep you guys posted. We got a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of concern about people wearing masks. They've gone back to work. They're not liking wearing the mask. Some of them are complaining of headaches. Some say they can't breathe. You know, are people really losing oxygen when they wear masks? We'll talk about that. There was a report of a car accident where somebody was wearing his N95 respirator in his car while he was by himself in the car. Not sure why he was wearing his mask in the car, but, you know, maybe he's worried about air coming in. That's why I like to recirculate the air sometimes. But he was wearing his mask, and unfortunately, he went syncopal, started to get faint, crashed. Police originally said it had to do with his mask. Now they're saying, well, there might have been some other causes. But we'll talk about that. One, should you be wearing your mask in the car? Two, do masks cause respiratory issues? But we also need to talk about the new sexual harassment guidelines, Title IX regulations for colleges and universities. The Trump administration had promised to tweak them, and they have. And so we have a lot of the new rules that we're going to be talking about and how they're going to approach sexual harassment on campus. But my question to you to open the show is, what scares you about women? And the reason why I bring this up is, even though my history is a little bit more colored and I, you know, I didn't, you know, get through my younger years without being assaulted. There was a time in my youth when I was pretty infallible. Why? Because I walked around with a racquetball racket. I was so scared of getting attacked when I was in college that I walked around with a racquetball racket. And I did that because I wanted people to fear me, okay? I mean, now if anybody saw me play racquetball, they'd be like, okay, she's going to drop the racket. But if you didn't know me, you see a girl walking around with a racket, would you really go up to her? I didn't get off my shift at Jack in the Box till 11 o'clock at night, so I'd have to walk back to my apartment near campus at 11:30 at night. You know, I needed to have some sort of a weapon because I didn't have friends to walk with me. And so a lot of us ladies scare the hell out of guys. And we're maybe sharp. We're maybe we maybe bite, you know, figuratively. We might be very, we might just kind of look evil, right? And I don't want to be like that. I always want to be like the Cinderella, you know, or, you know, everybody wants to be around me and take me to the ball. But you start to build up some walls. You start to build up some defense mechanisms. And I see a lot of women, boy, do they have a shield. They have this nasty shield where you touch it, you get electrocuted. And I'm wondering if maybe we could kind of fix a lot of these Title IX issues or sexual harassment issues at work if we identify which women don't get assaulted or accosted and which do. And if we find out that it's the women that look like they could kick you in the jewels, or those that look like they know Krav Maga, you know, or, you know, had an Israeli, you know, I don't know, you know, military father, maybe we might be onto something here. Because when we review these Title IX rules, you're going to kind of go, okay, what? You know, when you kind of look at this, you're like, okay, I don't understand. You know, I mean, somebody could very easily claim that you harassed them. Or on the other end, you could be harassing somebody and they might not be able to, you know, get some justice. So maybe we just need all our women out there. And I understand there's same-sex assault and same-sex violence, but for the majority of the cases that we're going to talk about, what if we teach all girls, right, and make them all black belts, or teach them all Krav Maga? You know, I mean, if a guy says to you, "Nice boobies," and you're able to punch him in the nose, he's probably not going to say that to you again. And word's going to get out that you're going to punch somebody in the nose. I'm not saying we need violence, but I notice that the women people are scared of, they seem to be less likely to harass. Now, assault is different. Assault is violence. That has nothing to do with sex, right? That has nothing to do with playful flirting or anything like that. That's a violent sort of issue. But my question to you guys out there is, what scares you about women? And if you did want to say, you know, "Girl, you look hot," or, you know, "I'd like to hit that," or whatever guys like to say, what stops you from doing it? Is it really a Title IX rule? Is it really you getting fired? Or is it you think she's going to kick your butt? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, a lot of women, when they get married, you know, they aren't the innocent, beautiful little dove that, that they tried to pretend to be. You know, we hide our crazy, okay? We shave our legs. We act all innocent and beautiful, you know, and then all of a sudden we have to take on our first adversary. And our first adversary is usually not our husband. It's the mother-in-law. And our husbands watch us around their sisters or their mothers, and then they're like, "Oh, whoa, what did I marry? What? Right? And then we women are like, "Well, we got to be careful because we don't want to be hit. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want domestic violence or whatever." So then we start to beef up our sort of defenses. And our sort of defenses have to do with us being loud, us being unpredictable, us, you know, being, you know, what puts a lot of people at bay? You know, they think that something's going to happen, and they don't know what is going to happen, and sometimes the fear of the unknown. You see, like with my husband, I have no fear. He's very predictable. I don't have to worry about him saying, "I'm out of here." I don't have to worry about that. He's very, very predictable. With me, though, that scares him, because I could just one day say, "What?" And then he's like, "What the hell just happened?" So what scares you about women? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've had a lot of debate, especially with the whole Me Too movement, on what classifies as sexual harassment. And the rules have changed throughout the years, and to the point where they got really, really more, I don't want to say lax in one way, but tighter in others, where you could ask somebody out, just literally ask somebody out, and it be construed as harassment. And so Donald Trump had vowed to add some clarity to the rules. Now where did all these sexual harassment rules kind of stem from, especially on college campuses? Well, the Title IX rules that we use for campuses, they got their origination, which had to be, from the Civil Rights Act in 1964. So with the Civil Rights Act, it prohibited discrimination in employment based on race, color, sex, national origin, or religion. Then the Education Amendments of 1972 prohibited discrimination based on a person's sex by any educational institution who received federal funds. Now you would think, well, that's redundant. I mean, obviously with the Civil Rights Act, you're not allowed to discriminate. Well, apparently there had to be a separate law saying, look, on campus you can't discriminate. Now, the verbiage was no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, but denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any educational program or activity receiving funding, federal financial assistance. So this later allowed there to be collegiate women's sports. If a woman wanted to join a team, if a woman wanted to be on a sport, that allowed there to now that expand. Women in certain groups, etc. So apparently there had to be some clarification for colleges. Then, over the next few decades, sexual harassment, you know, was brought up as why isn't this protecting against that? Now, you would think with the 64 Civil Rights Act or the Educational Amendments of 1972, that would be a no-brainer. Obviously, you can't sexually harass somebody, right? You're discriminating them a basis on sex. You know, well, if you don't sleep with me, you don't get the A, yet you don't do that for the male students. Unfortunately, though, when it comes to law, there always has to be a specific law. So over the next few decades, they included sexual harassment. By 2001, Title IX had specified the consequences of sexual harassment, something that would create a hostile environment that may be caused by a repetitive series of harassing conduct. Now, this was very palatable for many people because a repetitive series. So look, if somebody asks you out and you say no, okay, be done with it. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, the lady, you got to be persistent. And I get that. Okay, I mean, I've played hard to get. I get that. But when you're looking at school and work and all that, no, if she says no, it's no. Just, you know, and women need to learn that. Okay, I mean, a woman can't say no and mean yes. No, ladies, you got to stop that BS. Okay, if you say no, it means no, and that's the way it should be. Can't be playing around like, no, oh, no, oh, no, well, maybe yes, you can't. No, 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 no. Can't be doing that. So if somebody keeps asking you out and you're like, no, I said no, I said, yeah, that is harassment. But once I asked, yeah, you said no, no big deal. So it was the repetitiveness. By 2011, there was a Dear Colleague letter that included specific guidelines for sexual assault and violence. Apparently more clarity needed to be specified. And in 2011, this Dear Colleague letter added the following. In order to assist recipients, which includes school districts, colleges, and universities, in meeting these obligations, the letter explains the requirements of Title IX pertaining to sexual harassment to cover sexual violence, as laid out by Title IX requirements applicable to sexual violence. Now, you would think sexual violence and assault was already included, but nope, they had to specify. Then, in 2014, universities were asked not to racially discriminate in terms of discipline and sanctions. Apparently, they found that African-American students were disciplined more harshly and more frequently because of their race. So that included academic sanctions, as well as sanctions that had to do with sexual assault, violence, etc. Then in 2018, President Trump announced the formation of the Federal Commission on School Safety. He said he was going to rescind parts of some of the previous letters, parts of them, and provide new guidelines. So these were released this week, and you were going to see headlines that, you know, tear them apart and make it sound like, you know, that, you know, you have to be waterboarded, you know, if you're a victim. And no, that's not what they're saying. But if you read their quote-unquote final rule or their guidelines, they say harassment includes sexual assault, dating violence, domestic assault, stalking. Now, I think this was the first time I saw stalking. I thought that was very important for that to be included or specified because there are stalkers. I've had stalkers. A lot of us have had stalkers, and it's creepy. They come to your work. They go to your dorm. They're outside your apartment. They follow you to class. You know, that it's a predatory behavior. So I like the fact that they included stalking. But what's very interesting in these rules is they say harassment is considered unwelcome conduct that is so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive as to deny a person equal educational access. So what this means is if somebody says, you got a nice butt, that really doesn't mean they have to go to jail or be kicked out of school. It's not appropriate. They could get in trouble with the school's code of conduct, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to go on their record for life that they commented on somebody's butt. You know how many times people talked about rack with me, all right, going to school? And whether I like the compliment or not, I mean, I never said anything. Maybe I should have to, you know, help future generations, but I just went about my day. And if somebody was unfortunately persistent, I would avoid them. Luckily, I knew people in the police force, things like that. But, I mean, it's you should be able to go to school without being harassed. But, you know, what constitutes harassment? Somebody asking you out? Somebody saying you look really nice? Somebody flirting with you? Somebody trying to test the waters? You know, so they define it as something that's so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive. Now, the school has to take action on these grievances that occurred during an educational program or activity provided by the school. But the scope of the school jurisdiction will continue to be reviewed as it pertains to a building owned or controlled by a student organization. So if somebody, let's say, harasses you on campus or during a school activity, the school will get involved. But if you were at a bar or at a party, you know, in a suburb somewhere miles from the school, is the school responsible? Does the school take over, or is it another jurisdiction? So that starts to get defined. They're also trying to work out, well, what happens if it's at a frat party's house? Do fraternities, you know, does if something happened at a fraternity party, is that on the school or not? Schools must continue to guarantee the rights protected by the U.S. Constitution, including freedom of speech. But if an allegation does not meet the definition of sexual harassment, the school can address the allegations as deemed appropriate through their code of conduct. So if somebody says, you're hot, you are so hot, all right, that might not be considered sexual harassment. That might fall under freedom of speech. But if they go, I really like your boobies, that might be against the code of conduct, okay? Parents and legal guardians can submit formal complaints and act on behalf of the parties, entitled Nine Matters. School response to an allegation has to be performed promptly, and supportive measures have to be provided to the victim. So anybody who's a victim of harassment or assault or domestic violence, the school has to immediately provide resources. The burden of proof. They specify that the burden of proof actually lies with the schools and not the parties. So you're not supposed to be guilty until proven innocent. You're not supposed to, as a victim, have to have all this proof. The burden of proof, they say, lies with the school. So the school can do a live hearing, or they're supposed to do a live hearing with cross-examination. In not grade schools, but in secondary schools, post-secondary schools, the victim and the accused do not have to be in the same room, but there could be virtual hearings. They could be by audio, video footage, and the affected parties can have an advisor present. If they can't afford one or bring one, somebody can be provided from the school. So if they choose not to engage in a live hearing, the case does not get thrown out. It could still go on. And you don't have to answer all the questions. But the live hearing with cross-examination has been brought up because if somebody is being accused of something that could be a felony, then, or, you know, a huge crime, then, you know, it has to be kind of dealt with some legal, documentation or transcript. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is reopening day in states across the country. Auto plants are resuming their operations in Michigan, and restaurants are welcoming diners in Maine. Meanwhile, malls are making way for shoppers in Minnesota, and gyms are opening their doors in South Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. A welcome sign to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who tells CNN,
"But reopen we must, because it's not health versus the economy. It's actually health versus health. There are serious health consequences to keeping us shut down, whether it's the suicidality rates, or if it is cardiac procedures not being received, cancer screenings, pediatric vaccinations declining."
The coasts of North Carolina and Virginia are getting hit with rain from Tropical Storm Arthur. The storm is moving northbound around 16 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News. There's some promising news about a new potential coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Moderna announcing on Monday morning that all 45 participants in an early stage trial had virus antibodies, and some folks also had what are called neutralizing antibodies. The doses were given to the participants 28 days apart. The CEO, Stephen Banchel, says in a statement, "The Moderna team continues to focus on moving as fast as safely possible to start a pivotal Phase 3 study as soon as July."
A majority of voters say they believe Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden, but most say it will not impact how they vote in the November election. The latest Harvard Caps Harris poll finds that 55% of voters say they believe Reid, against 45% who say they do not believe she is telling the truth. Two-thirds of Democrats say, though, the allegations will not impact how they vote on Election Day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys.
You're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCTALI. Okay, so the next segment, it might be kind of hard to listen to, but I think it's something that we need to discuss. And we need to guide the younger generation on what to do to prevent a lot of the mess we Generation Xers or millennials and even baby boomers are dealing with. And this, I'm not taking one side or the other. This is just a conversation we need to have, because a lot of the headlines this week are going to circulate the new Title IX rules that the Washington administration has given to try to clarify sexual harassment, clarify how to do proceedings, how to do due process when it comes to accusing somebody, and what rights do they have. And the big problem we have in this day and age, if we really dissect out all the rhetoric, okay, then everything is going on. The big problem we have which is what spurred the Me Too movement, is people were assaulted or harassed and were wronged. And we lived during a time when you were afraid to say something. And you were embarrassed. I went to the doctor. I wasn't planning on it. I didn't want to have to go to a doctor, but I had to because I kept bleeding. And so I went to the doctor, and they said, look, you know, do you want us to report this? And I'm like, oh, no, it was fine. It was, no, it was whatever. No, don't. I was scared to death. Now, there's documentation, but I didn't go to the doctor to get documentation. I just needed it to stop. I was in school. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't stop the bleeding. It was crazy. So, I did go and get documentation, but it wasn't that. I just went to get help. But I'm wondering if to prevent the issues that we kind of have in our generation of, well, stuff kept happening, and then, you know, now I feel comfortable to say something, and I don't have proof. Maybe we need to advise the younger generation to, if it does happen to you, to document. You know, what's going on with Joe Biden is, again, going to be, probably another cluster, just like we saw with Brett Kavanaugh, where somebody reported that, you know, Tara Reid said, you know, that, you know, he assaulted her, he did certain things. And obviously, you know, we don't, you know, when you get assaulted, you don't collect proof. You don't collect a dress or a cigar or whatever. You don't do that. You go, okay, you know what? That didn't happen. And you try to suppress it and you just try to move on. Yet it looks like with the Joe Biden accuser, she did tell somebody. That somebody actually was able to make it to Larry King live and discuss it, even though they didn't mention Joe Biden's name, allegedly, if it was Joe Biden or not. So, when we look at the new Title IX rules that Trump and his administration has put out, a lot of it basically addresses how this is a crime. And if somebody commits a crime, they're, you know, they are going to get caught. Hopefully, they are going to have to defend themselves, go through due process, you know, and then, you know, depending on the evidence, rather than just being a preponderance of evidence, now the evidence has to be a little bit more clear cut. It starts to look more like a regular judicial system, what would happen normally in the courts. Unfortunately, he said, she said, is sometimes the only evidence you have. And for a time, it started to swing where anybody could say anything, and that person was considered guilty, would lose their job, lose their career, and they never even had a chance to say, but I wasn't even there. What are they talking about? And so we cannot live in a country where if you're a man, you're just guilty because you're a man. That doesn't work. I don't want to live in a country like that. Okay, we cannot have men that are scared to death to ask somebody out. It looks like the new Title IX rules provide more clarity. So if you ask somebody out on a college campus, you're probably not going to get in trouble for sexual harassment. Now, if you keep doing it and you stalk them, yes, you will. But I think what we need to do, because, you know, it's not our fault. It's not women's fault. I kept quiet. A lot of us women keep quiet, or men who have been assaulted, again, because you don't want to relive it. You don't want to be re-victimized. But the thing is many of our accused, or many of the perpetrators or the predators out there, will get off scot-free and do it again unless they get stopped. And I'm wondering if there's a few things we talked about earlier. One is, let's kind of teach our women, you know, to defend themselves, you know, stock them up with, you know, mace, or have them get their CCW, or, you know, teach them Krav Maga. I'm not joking about that. You know, I think we women need to learn how to fight back. You know, but also, if you were wronged, get some documentation on that, because it might have to come up later. And the last thing you want to do is be accused of being a liar. On the flip side, you know, we do need to figure out how to curtail a lot of the false accusations. You know, you can't sleep with somebody, have regrets, and say, you want to know what, he feels to force himself on me, and then all of a sudden play victim. You can't do that. Now, we still haven't figured out how the accused can't protect themselves. Okay? I mean, I have two boys, so I tell them, no sex. Just don't have sex. Yeah, Mom. And like, don't touch their booby. Okay? I mean, if you're making out with them, don't do that. Like, Mom, really, you know, Dad, help. And he's like, okay, because he's scared of me. So Dad's like, just let your mom, just listen to your mother. And, you know, one of them is like, but what if she asks you to do it? I go, it doesn't matter, because years from now, she could say she didn't want that. You know, how do you get a witness in the room? You know, there were apps, I don't know whatever happened to them, but there were apps where women would have to sign something before they had sex, you know, so, but somebody could say, well, that was forced too. So, you know, we've talked about this, how this is not a real easy topic, because, you know, there's no easy answer to engaging with somebody, and how do you know, how can you objectively define whether that person felt assaulted if it looked like a consensual relationship or looked like a consensual act of sex? Just because they were making out with somebody at a party doesn't mean they gave consent to penetration. But if there's no witnesses, you're up a creek. And so we're trying to advise the youth that if it does happen, get your butts into a doctor, or get, you know, have, tell somebody, or have them, just like with the new Title IX rules, they could report it. You could tell your parents, and the parents could report it. But something needs to be reported, you know, I would say fairly early on, because for those of us who, you know, 30 years later said, you wonder what had happened to me, you know, no one's going to believe you. And it's really hard to come up saying, yeah, this happened. I understand with, you know, what's happening with Joe Biden. Again, there was some sort of a reporting, but I guess nobody could find the alleged report, or I don't know what happened. And that stuff can happen too. But I think we need to deal with sexual assault and sexual harassment just like we would deal with a burglary. Okay, what happens if somebody broke into your car? You take pictures, you call the police. I mean, I can't tell you, somebody stole the diaper bag and it had my wallet in it. Okay, I had the police on the phone before I walked back into the house and told my husband. I mean, when it comes to a burglary, or it comes to, you know, a fire, or, you know, see, you know, I mean, look, people with social distancing, people are calling the cops or sending pictures to Del Blasio in New York City about social distancing. Maybe we need to have that attitude towards sexual assault, where if it happened and you think you were wronged, complain about it then and there. And I know it's difficult. It's not easy, because I didn't. I mean, I you know, I can't tell you to do something that I didn't do. But again, I was living in a time where I was afraid that bad things would happen to me. And now there's ways where you can discuss, you know, you could discuss it even anonymously. 1-877 Doc Valley. Don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you know we still have over 100,000 people stuck on cruise ships? Did you guys know about that? I just heard about this. This is crazy. They say at least 100,000 cruise ship staff are stranded at sea for now more than 2 months after the coronavirus outbreak shut down the saline industry. Many are not getting paid, and some have actually committed suicide. This is being reported by Daily Mail. They said most passengers were repatriated by April. Employees were encouraged to wait out the 30-day hold on saline. It was originally supposed to just be about 30 days. Now we're hearing people are booking up for August, but I think the government had said no more cruises until later in the summer. So the 30 days turned out to be longer. They said the cruise industry ceased operations on March 13th. They thought the crisis was going to pass, similar to the 2002-2003 SARS pandemic. But here we are 8 weeks later, and there are 100,000 crew remain stuck on the ships. And they're just cruising in the seas, waiting for them to be able to come home and be with their families. And many of those stranded are not getting paid because they're not technically working. And the U.S. labor laws do not apply to the companies and ships that are registered abroad. So if it is a company owned by another country and they don't have those protections, you know, in the U.S., if you're there and you're forced to be there, they have to pay you. So many of these people aren't getting paid. They say, troubling at all, an end to the ordeal is not in sight. On April 9th, the CDC banned all cruising on U.S. waters through July. And now most cruise members have no idea when governments will allow them to come back on land. So they're just sitting there. I know people are saying, well, gosh, you know, can you be in a worse place than on a cruise ship? Honestly, I would get cabin fever very quick. So you're looking at people just kind of sitting out there on their balcony. They look bored and they, you know, they're sitting there waiting and, you know, I mean, they're nice balconies, but again, it's not your home. It's not your babies. It's not your family. So they said during the prolonged isolation, the virus has continued to spread through the ships. At least 578 crew have contracted COVID-19 at sea. 7 died. They say the dire situation aboard ships all over the world have left some so despondent that at least 2 crew members have leaped overboard in apparent suicides. On May 10th, a 39-year-old Ukrainian crew member aboard the Regal Princess died because they jumped overboard while the ship was anchored off the coast in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. That incident followed a similar tragic course on a Royal Caribbean's Jewel of the Seas. A male crew member jumped off the ship, which had been stationed near Greece at the end of April. His body was never recovered. Gan Sungarlingam, 38 years old, a crew member stuck on the Carnival Corp Sky Princess, said, "Here I am in prison. We don't know where we will end up. No one will accept us." Taylor Grimes, a jewelry store worker aboard the ship in Italy, has been stuck in a port in the Mediterranean for 8 weeks. His parents, of course, voicing frustration because he can't get home. He said, "No day is fun, but some days are better than others, and some days are just the absolute worst." So Grimes has been working on the ship, not identifying the ship. He's been there since mid-March. He contracted the virus after one of his friends did. In order to return home, he has to have 2 negative tests in a row. So far, he's been negative 8 times. They still won't let him go home. Or he's been tested for the virus 8 times. Oh, I see what's happening. He's positive, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive. Which means you have to have 2 negative tests in a row. And every time he gets tested, waiting for that negative test, it comes back positive again. Well, is it because the virus keeps returning? Is it because the tests are wrong? So they have no confidence right now in the testing procedures. Of course, his dad is worried about his well-being. And, you know, you're seeing people stuck on the ship. And it's nicer than a jail, but who knew that we had all these people still stuck? Ryan Driscoll, a 26-year-old singer on the Seabourn Odyssey, compared being stuck on the ship to Groundhog Day. He said, "Many of us have a lot of stress and anxiety right now, especially with not knowing what the future holds. We call it Groundhog Day here. The same thing every single day. It's so mentally exhausting. We haven't been given any answers. There's no light at the end of the tunnel." So thousands of crew members have been sent home over the last 2 months, but the process is slow and expensive. They say what's complicating these repatriation cases is that quarantine and reentry requirements differ country to country. In the U.S., the CDC requires private charter flights for people coming off ships. Well, cruise lines are now losing money. They don't want to pay for a private charter. They say our goal has been to repatriate our crew members as quickly as possible, but that has proven to have been much more difficult in recent weeks because of port closures, country closures, and global travel restrictions. And I agree. They must have. It's probably not easy. I'm not feeling sorry for them. But they get grounded. They lose money. They have, now they have all these people they have to fly. Don't be surprised if they go bankrupt. Don't be surprised. I'm really hesitating buying stock because I don't really know how they could do it. I don't know how they could do it. They say they have 7,500 Filipinos on our ships in Manila currently waiting to go ashore. Disney Cruise Line said the health and well-being of their crew remains optimum priority. They have a team working tirelessly to repatriate them. So even Disney Cruise Line have people still stuck on the boats. There's changing requirements around the world. Borders are still closed, so they can't get people off. So who knew? Let's just kind of review really quickly where we are with our numbers. You are going to hear that cases kind of spiked over the last few days. Again, now we have testing. So a lot of these cases, you know, they could be people who are sick, but they could also be people who were exposed and they just wanted to get the test. And now it seems like everybody and their mother is getting tested, which is good. But we have a total of globally 4.8 million cases, 317,000 deaths. In the U.S., we have 91,000 deaths, 1.5 million cases. Russia has come in next with 290,000 cases. We haven't seen Russia in a while. So Russia, now that they've been able to test, they have 290,000 cases, but 2,700 deaths. Spain, 277,000 cases. UK, 246,000 cases. And Brazil is rounding out the top five at 244,000 cases. Then comes Italy, France, Germany, Turkey, and Iran. Countries, showing low death rates include Kuwait, Israel, UAE, Singapore. Singapore's only at 22 deaths. Oman, 25 deaths. Armenia, 61. Guinea, 16. Thailand, 56. Again, we don't know if it's a reporting issue or if it's just they're specifically only counting those who died of coronavirus. In the U.S., of course, New York still tops the list with the most number of cases. We have 1.5 million cases, 91,000 deaths. New York with 28,000 of those deaths, 359,000 cases. Then it comes New Jersey with 148,000 cases. Illinois, 94,000 cases. Massachusetts, 86,000 cases. California, 80,000 cases. Then rounding out the top 10 is Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas, Florida, and Maryland. Florida has made some rules not allowing New Yorkers to come and rent, I think, in their Airbnbs. They're trying to avoid a lot of the Florida cases, the New York cases coming down to Florida. I live in Nevada. Nevada's still chugging along. Death rate is at 350 cases. We've had 69 total tested and positive. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.